Vishwasth Maridhasra. I would like to discuss today the inyan of Mechiras Chametz, the kinyanim that we do to try to sell the chametz to a guy. It basically covers Noshim, Nezikin, and beyond. Different kinyanim, different problems are really go across all the Alech HaKei Shulchan Aruch. We'll go from different kinyanim and we'll talk about the different problems that it has and the chakiris and the shailas each one has. First of all, the makar to selling the chametz. What is the kinyan? What's the problem of making kinyanim with chametz? Why can you do regular kinyanim? The problem is that the kinyanim that we know are only for Yisrael to Yisrael. It's a din in chveis, mashiach, agbah, whatever in the kesef, whatever normal kinyan you would have. We have pashas, gemaras, mufarashas, what to do between two Yisraelim. Between a Yid and a Goy, that already goes into makloikas. We show them what kinyanim are possible, which miyutim do they have, which kinyanim do they have. Not every kinyan that we have in Yisraelim is applicable between a Yid and a Goy. We find this problem, Mechiras Chametz is an inyan which evolved in the later on in the Deiris, but really we have a similar type of harama, we'll call it, a similar type of issue that we tried to address. Already we made the Rishonim, and that was, we actually made the Meroim actually, and that was a Bechor. The din is that if a Bechor belongs to Yisrael, so it has Kedushas Bechor. If the mother of the Bechor, of an animal, belongs to a Goy, there is no Kedushas Bechor. What happens if the mother is owned b'shutves, let's say partially Yisrael, partially a Goy, then also its Bechor is Pata, doesn't have a Kedushas Bechor. So the trick is, the idea is to try to get a Goy to own even an oizen of the mother, even in the ear of the mother, and this way any child, any Vlad, which is Noilad, won't have Kedushas Bechor. That's already brought down in the Gemara. The Gemara says that you shouldn't do such a thing, it's a harama. But the Rishonim already said, Bismanenu, that we don't have the base mikdash, we don't have the proper mokim to treat a bechor, to have the kedushas bechor, so it's better, shaloi, that should be bold, the data call it, would be better, fakir, to do this trick and be mafkir, the kedushas bechor. And the Rishonim want to know, what kinyan do we do for a bechor, to get away from kedushas bechor? What kinyan are we going to do with a goy? The Gemara says that the Gemara makes a drasha in Bechoris Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara makes a drasha that the kinyonim that are done by Yisrael are not applicable to a goy. My Yisrael bechada af akum bechada. It's not the same bechada. And the shaila is how to learn up the pasuk b'kisim kramem kolam yisachu. What kinyon are we doing? Are we doing a kinyon kesef? Is kesef by Yisrael midaraisa koina? And therefore, we know that kesef is not koina by goy because it's mutually exclusive. We don't have the same kinyon as a goy. So if we would have kesef midaraisa, then our kochach a goy must have mishicha midaraisa. Or fakat, our kinyon is mishicha midaraisa, and their kinyon is kesef midaraisa. It's machlekes Rabbi Yechon v'Shlokish, is kinyon kesef koina bidin taira. Or is it kinyon mishicha midin taira? And inverted, whatever the machlekes Rabbi Yechon v'Shlokish will be, the Gabi Yisrael, inverted will be a machlekes what to do by a goy. If we go like Rabbi Yechon, that we have kinyan kesef, then kumtoisa by a goy, they're going to have kinyan meshicha. If we have kinyan meshicha, then by a goy, is going to have kinyan kesef. That's Pashup Shat in the Gemara. How do we pass? It's Makleikas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi holds that we have kinyan meshicha, Mamela a goy has kinyan kesef. Rabbeinu Tam says that we have kinyan kesef, Mamela a goy has kinyan meshicha. So if you're going to want to be mafkiya, kedushas bechor, Dr. Rishonim, you're going to have a problem. Which kinyan are you going to do? Either kinyan you do is going to be a makleikas Rishonim. And it's a safek d'oraisa. So therefore the Rosh and its kapaskan Shulchan Aruch says that the only way to be mafkiya, kedushas bechor, is if you do both kinyanim. You have to do sai kesef and sai meshicha. Like this, you yaitz midei makleikas, you makayim sai shitas Rashi and sai shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Now that's very good for kedushas bechor. And you have one animal, you go over to a guy, he gives you a dollar, he does meshicha, very good, problem solved. But when it comes to chametz, you're not going to tell the guy to be meshich all your chametz in your house, especially if you start downing with all your sotah chametz and your blias and whatever we do, it's command and pass of him to be meshich everything. Over prat, if it was manenu, the minig is, you sell it to the rav, and then the rav sells the whole town's chametz, this guy's not going to 300 houses and doing meshicha on Erev Yontif. So kumtais meshicha is not possible. It's not practical. If Mashiach is not practical, then we're left with only a Kinyan Kesef. And again, we're going to be nichnas into a machloikis rishonim. Will this Kinyan work for Mechiras Chametz? And that's a problem. So therefore, the Rachroinim start to zuch to try to get other Kinyanim which might work by a guy. Now, here already there are no Gemaras, and now comes the Yukim and Rais and Mashmois and Rishonim to try to create other Kinyanim and apply it for a goyim as well. First suggestion is chalipin. Even though l'chayra chalipin should not work by a goy, it's ifnim b'Yisrael, the pasuk says, but nevertheless, Rishitas Rabbeinu Tam is that chalipin does apply by a goy. So that would be a simple leitza. You write in the shtar, you're doing chalipin as well. However, the Shach in Chayshemishrim Kufchav Gimel, the Shach argues with Rabbeinu Tam, and he says, I'll bring you a ray that Chalipa cannot work by a guy, because Limitzino in the Rishonim and the Gedei Le'apayiskam, that they ever suggest that Chalipa should be an Eitzah for Bechor or Chometz. Is a ray that must be Chalipa doesn't work by a guy. Otherwise, they certainly would have suggested such an easy Eitzah of doing a Maisa Chalipa. And if the Shach argues Lahalacha Yipaskin that Chalipa does not work for an Akam, and his goof is right, is that we see that the minig is not to do chalipin by chametz and bachar. So we throw in chalipin as well, but again, midei machlekes leinafkes, we still have a problem. We have to move on to another kinyan. Bachayim suggests, and they have rise from Yishayim, that there's a kinyan called agav. What's agav? Agav means I'll sell you a piece of land, and on top of that, agav, the kinyan on the karka, will be nikna all the metaltim. Gemara and Kedushin. It need not be tziburin. The metal doesn't have to be sitting on the land. It could be somewhere else. I could sell you a land here and have metal somewhere else. It's also good. And Mamela, they suggest, so let's have a kinyan agav. And they bring a raitak, Reben Yeruchim, and it's mashmois of the Kitzei Piskei Arash in Bechayres, that's the Balator in the back of the Rosh, that their mashma, the takan, eitzah for Bechor, the way to get around for Bechor, Kedushas Bechor, is by selling part of the animal, the kinyan agav. So you see that kinyan agav works by a guy. Mamela hu adin, let's apply to chametz. So what they'll do is, typically what we do is, we'll write in the shtar mechira that we rent out a room, we'll rent out rooms or a house, or whatever, and agav that, agav the mokoim of the karka, will also sell all the chametz in the house. Fine. That's an eitzah called kinyan agav. And a lot of achrenim bring down this eitzah. The problem is that tiktsais, that the Taisis in Baba Kama, Dafir Aleph, says the Kinyan Agav is only Dirabonin. Mameila, if it's only Midirabonin, and Chometz is obviously a Nisa Deraisa, even though Midirabonin Taka belongs to the guy, but Midiraisa still belongs to you, so Mameila, you're going to have a problem, you have Issa Chometz in your Rishas. So you're going to have a Kinyan which works Midiraisa. Having a Kinyan works only Midirabonin, it's not enough. The Ksais brings down rightfully, so this is Machlaikas in Evanazah. Does a kinyan derabbanan mahani l'day raisa? Let's say someone is mekadesh and isha b'may mitshloshtan. May mitshloshtan is only a kinyan derabbanan. Would that kinyan work mida raisa to be mekadesh and isha? Do we say that once Chazal created a kinyan, it's b'tayis hefka, bezin hefka, whatever the lumnis might be, but therefore that will work for the raisa or not? And so makloikis kaduma. G'day la'apayiskim have a makloikis where the kinyan derabbanan is mahani l'day raisa. Now mele zaktik tzoyis, Bishlam, if you hold kinyan derabbanan mahani l'derayisa, no, you can have an eitzah of doing kinyan agav. But if you have a kinyan derabbanan that doesn't work for derayisa, what's kinyan agav going to help you over here? Who cares that midirabbanan belongs to a guy, but midirayisa still belongs to you, and is it still a nisa chametz? On this kasha, the Makor Chaim, which is to the Nesivis, Nesivis Sefer Nor Chaim, Makor Chaim, Hukas Pesach, brings down this svara, this kasha, and he says that's not a problem. Because be'etzem, anyway, we do a bittel. Everyone's mevatel the chametz erev Pesach. So for the deraisa, bittel works. You need not sell your chametz. It's only mederabanan you have to sell your chametz, but mederaisa you don't have to. So kumtais akta makor chayim. So anyway, on a deraisa level, you're covered. Elma, you're handling mitzad derabanan, mederabanan. Let this kinyan agav, which works mederabanan, be mahani for derabanan. Mamele, even if you hold kinyan derabanan is loy mahani l'deraisa, by chametz it will work because the kinyan derabanan is mahani l'derabanan. That's all you have because bebitul sagi. For deraisa, all you need is a bittul. Mamele, the only problem you're left with is really only a derabanan. The problem with the Makor Chaim, and the Rav told me that Shulchan Aruch HaRav doesn't hold of this Svara. I saw Shulam Migra, he argued with the Makar Chaim for different reasons. I didn't bring down the Makar Chaim, but he said a different problem. He said that the Gemara says, based on the Gemara, the Achrayim say, is that if Chometz would be also, let's say in the sixth hour, the Chometz would be also Midrabanon. So Midrabanon, it's not B'shusay Shal Adam. Memela, you won't be able to do a bittel on a Daraisa Dika level. When it comes to sixth hour, that it's already not in your bailis, not in your reshus, midrabanon, then if you're going to try to be mevatel the chametz, the bittul will not work. And it won't even work on deraisa. The person will be over by your oil. Because it's not yecholta, it's not bekoicha, it's not reshusai to apply a bittul anymore. He cannot be mevat anymore. It's not reshusai shalodam. Hagam midrabanon is reshusai shalodam, but hayois midrabanon is an isim. Midrabanon is not reshusai shalodam. So kumtois, he won't be able to do a bittul anymore. Now, Mela Zakam Rishon Lamigra, if you're going to try to pull off any kinyan derabanon, you're going to be stuck. Because the Rav sells the chametz early on in the day. So he's going to sell the chametz, and let's say he does a kinyaga, which is only the Rabbanan. So now it belongs to the guy with the Rabbanan, it belongs to you with the Raisa. But with the Rabbanan, it doesn't belong to you. With the Rabbanan, it's not Bishuscha. If it's not Bishuscha with the Rabbanan, the next hour, when you're going to try to be Mavato the chametz, it's already too late. You won't have the koyak to be Mavato the chametz, because Hayes with the Rabbanan, you're not the Bailam of the chametz anymore. It's not Bishuscha to be Mavato. And Kumtai, it's a catch-22. If you're going to try to do a kinyan derabanan, you're going to end up even worse. You're going to end up being over about your rab midaraisa. Because your bitter won't work anymore, and your kinyan only worked on the derabanan level, and midaraisa you were left with chametz, b'shuscha, and you're over about your rab.
Why doesn't the work if it's yours?
So that he brings a raya from these achrayim, that if midarabanan, it's not yours, so it blives like a dovah sheinu b'shuscha. If you own something and it's not b'shus, so the Gemara, let's say Merubah says, right, things which are Rabbi Yechanan, things which are shalcha, but not b'shus, you cannot be makna. The Gemara says, who adin if you have a nisa hana, even with the rabbanon, it blives in the b'shuscha. So the Achrayim.
Anyways,
yeah, but the Gemara says on that you cannot do bittul. If it's that type of b'shuscha, you cannot do bittul. You can't do bittul later on. You have to do bittul while you still own it, midraisa and midrabanan, when it's b'shuscha to own. So Mameli says, Rishon Lagar said, they're going to try to do any kinyan derabanan, you're worse off. Because you're going to end up, not only didn't you fadin, faket, now your bittul won't even work, and you're going to be left with being oiva nisa deraisa. Mameli, he holds that eitzer won't work. So he says, achav. I don't want to go into it, but the Rishon Lagar says if you're going to try to move out before you sell it, you have a different problem. Because when you go ahead and sell it the next second, you're being megala that the bittul wasn't a bittul. If I'm mevatel at 9 in the morning, and 9:30 I go sell it, what are you selling? It's not yours. You're mevatel. It's kafir dara. What are you selling something that's worthless? Zokter Vaisreis, at 9:30 you decided that you want it. So he said, the bishlam, if it's not in your rishos, if it's the rishus, then who cares? You want it at 9:30. It's not in your rishus anymore. You can't be rekoined it. But he said, if it's going to be in your chotza, like typically it is, it's in your house, and then at 9:30 you're going to try to sell it, at that point you will rekoined it with your chotza, and then you're going to have a problem back to the. So then you're left with only a kinyan derabanan. The bit didn't work.
The bit didn't work if people mevatel in the morning, before the mechira. If someone's taking mevatel early.
So, in a chanami, the zakr shun lagu, you're going to have a problem. If you're mevatel before, you're going to be rekoined it, and you're going to have a problem, unless the chotz is not in your rishus. So therefore, he suggests the following, and he says it's not practical. He said, first, rent out all the rooms where the chametz is to a goy. So now it's not in your rishus. Then do a bittul. Then do a kinyanagav with a different piece of property. So mameila, you're covered in all base. So he himself says it's not a practical option. You're going to have to coincide. You have to be the b'shas mechir with the rav and work it out. It's going to become very difficult. He says not practical. Mameila, he says that eitz is not going to work. Another problem that Kseis has with a kinyan derabanan is even if you hold that my mitzloshen kinyan derabanan is mehani l'deraisa. That's if the kinyan derabanan is applicable. Between the two Yidin, I've added this Kinyan Derabanan, but Me'echa Teisi Zoktek Sois, that there would ever be Mesakin a Kinyan Derabanan for a Goy. We know that other Derabanan, we don't do for Goyim, all Isurim for sure, but all the Derabanans, we don't care about the Kanes Goyim, we don't care about the Isurim for Goyim. They're not under, so to speak, the rabbinic jurisdiction that the Chazal are going to make Takanes for Goyim. And we find the Moshuk. Aksivu Mesir, which is a kinyan derabanan, Mechir Shtaris, let's say, if you hold like the Rishonim, it's only a kinyan derabanan. This mass says, doesn't work for Goyim, because he'll never misakin a kinyan derabanan for Goyim. So Me'ela Zaktik Tzoyis, even if you're going to tell me, let's say, kinyan derabanan, the Dreis, so you hold with the Makar Chaim, let's say, that you're only handling with derabanan anyway, so do this derabanan. But Zaktik Tzoyis have a new problem. The new problem is that a kinyan derabanan was never instituted for a Goyim. They don't have a kinyan derabanan. So Me'ela of Agav is only a kinyan derabanan, because I will never misakin for a Goyim, and Me'ela Goy cannot be kinyan bachlal with a kinyan Agav. So Me'ela kinyan Agav has its own problems as well. The next Eitzo is kinyan chotzer. L'chayra, they want a tainan, that a Goy should have a chotzer, and some even suggest that would be pshatnan, that Tosfos and Rosh by a Bechor. An Eitzah for Bechor, the Rishonim say what you do is you sell the room, you rent the room where the Bechor, where the store, where the animal is, where the mother is actually, and like this, the Goy will be kind of the mother, and you'll be Mafgiya Kedushas Bechor. And they understand Pshat and Rishonim is not Betarius Agav, like the other Achrayim learn, like the Taz and others. They say, no, Rishonim really mean Betarius Chotzah. Like this, the Goy will own the corral where the animal is, and Betarius Chotzah, the guy will now be kind of the mother. Memela huadin by chametz. What we'll do is we'll sell the makom. Same idea like agav. We'll sell the makom where the chametz is, but this has to be the exact makom. Agav could be a different makom. Here we have to sell the area, the karka beneath the chametz, and wherever the chametz lick, that's what we're selling to the guy, the karka underneath it. And then once the guy owns a chotzer, then he could be kind of the chametz in that chotzer, b'toris chotzer. That's what they suggest. We have a new kinyan chotzer. Let's work the kinyan chotzer by a guy. Obvious kasha is that the Gemara says that chotzer is mitam shlichus. And everyone knows that ain't shlichus la'akum. So l'chay, they say that a KMP, kinyan chotzer cannot help for a guy. Other kinyanim work different ways. There is a chotzer which works mitam yad, but they said that chotzer only works for a katana, each of which is miskareshes. But for going that doesn't pass, so chotzer doesn't work mitam yad by a goy. The only chotzer you're going to have left is mitam shlichus. Ve'ein shlichus la'akam. And in the Chacham it's a mefush of me'irim psachim. Daf lamed aleph on mid beis, I believe it is. The Miri says that a goy cannot be koina with chotzer. Doesn't say why, but he says he cannot be koina with chotzer. The Achrayim say the Naklashiv and the Mashak, or the Gedele Achrayim all say that the reason why a goy cannot be koina with chotzer is because ein shlichus la'akam. The Chayro, that will be a problem. How are you going to do a Kinyan Chotzer? Now, we have a Shtikl of an Eitzah, but the Eitzah will be the following. How do we know that Ein Shlichus L'Hakam? The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, the Gemara says, we dash in a Posek. By Trum, it says, Gam Atem. We dash in Ma'atem B'nei Bris, Av Shluchachem B'nei Bris, just like you are B'nei Bris, so Zotu Yishliach has to be a B'nei Bris. So a Goy is not kosher, is not a proper Shliach. And the Gemara goes on to say that not only is a Shliach not able to be a Goy, but Zotu Meshaleach, a Goy cannot be a Meshaleach either, from the same Joshua, Gam Atem, that we dash in also Atem B'nei Bris, it has to be someone like you who's a B'nei Bris. So from this Joshua we learn out that Tzai the Meshaleach has to be a B'nei Bris, a Yid, and Tzai a Shliach has to be a B'nei Bris, a Yid. Mashenk and Goyim, a Goy cannot be a Meshaleach, even if he's a Meshaleach of Yisrael, it won't work. And so too, a Goy cannot be a Shliach, even if he's a Shliach of Yisrael, he cannot work. Because the Gemara says, Ma'atem B'nei Bris, Av Shluchachem B'nei Bris. The Mesas Ben Yomim wants a Taino that this whole meat of the Gemara is only if you have one or the other a yid. If you have a meshaleach a yid and a goy who's going to be the shliach, so we dash in that your shliach also has to be a yid, just like you, gamatem, just like your bnei bris, your shliach has to be a bnei bris, or vice versa. If you'll have a goy who's a meshaleach, so his shliach Yisrael is not going to work because it has to be the meshaleach dumi the shliach. It's a hekish. So the meshaleach also has to be a bnei bris. They both have to be bnei bris. But zakhtem asas ben yamin a chiddush neiro that if the Goy is a Meshaleach, and a Goy is a Shliach as well. If a Goy will send another Goy, he will be Betayr Shlichus. The whole meat is only when one of them is a B'nai Bris, that the other one also has to be a B'nai Bris. But if both of them are not B'nai Bris, Avada, they'll be in the Pasha of Shlichus. So, come to Isaac to Mesas Ben Yom, and for Chometz, I have a simple answer. The Goy could be the Meshaleach. The Chotz is not a Yid. But even if it's neutral, it's para, v'chotz is nothing. It's not a yid, not a goy. But you're not going to have this problem of gamatem. The meila zaka mitzas miyama will be shaykh for a chotz to be koina for a goy. Will be shaykh for a goy to send another goy as a shlich. And there is shlichus la'akum. The shlichus la'akum, no, that din of ain't shlichus la'akum is only when there's a yid in between. But if there's no yid b'chalal, between a goy and another goy, there is a pasha of shlichus. Problem is, all the Gdela Achrayim already argue with this Masas. I mean, Nachla Shivin, the Magen Avram. Magen Avram brings in Fusha Yishalmi Ferket from Masas Ben Yomim that the meat of Shlichus, the meat in the Pasha Shlichus for a Goy, was in Gans in the meat. Say, if it involves a Yid, say, even between two Goyim, a Mishalech and a Shlich Goy, also is Nismayit Mishlichus. Mamelo, back to the drawing board, Lachayra, it should be a problem of Ein Shlichus Laakum, and its Chotza should not be Koinim. And in a Chanami, Harbi Gedolei Achrayim hold that shlichus that chotz is not going to work for goyim because ain't shlichus lakam. However, the Ktzais in Rikivego bring a gorgeous raya from Gemara Navei Dezar Navein Aleph from Mebeis that there is a parsha of chotz for an akam. What's the raya? The Gemara says Omer Rav. Rav says that he told the wine merchants, the Mecha Yayim, when you're selling wine to a goy, be careful. First, take the money. And then pour the wine into the goyim's barrels. What they used to do is the goyim used to park the barrel by the wine store. They used to pour the wine into the goyim's barrels. And that's how they did the mechir, and the goyim used to walk home with their own barrels. The problem is, if you pour the wine into the goyim's barrel, the second it hits the barrel, it becomes yayin nesach. So Zakrav, if you're going to first pour the wine into the barrel, and the wine becomes yayin nesach, and then you're going to accept payment for that wine, what ended up happening is, you were nene from yayin nesach. Yayin nesach is also ba'no. So when you sold the goy yayin nesek, he was coin it. It was already yayin nesek, and then he paid you. That money is also banah. You're now allowed to be nene from the yayin nesek is also banah. You're now allowed to accept that money because you're getting money from yayin nesek, which was also banah. So therefore, Rav said, "What the eitz is? The eitz is first take the money, be coin the money when it's still kosher and yayin, and then pour the wine into the goyim's barrel." Frek the Gemara, why do you need to do that? And delay payment, take the money afterwards. Because when you pour the wine into the barrel, when it's in the ear of the barrel, when it's in the avir of the barrel, at that point the goyim were koino, the kalev of the goy. The kli of the goy will work to be koino. That will be the maisik inyan. And a nanosecond later, when it hits the floor, at that point, then it will become a yayin esek. But when it's in the avir of the kli, it's not yayin esek yet, but the kinyan was already chal, the Torah is kli. And maybe you won't have this problem of yayin esek. The Gemara says an eitz, a reason why Rav told his suggestion, because not always does this eitz work, because sometimes it hits the lip of the kli before it rolls into the barrel, and it already became yayin esek. But at least you see from the Gemara asks for pshitas and blives like that, that a kalev of an akum is koina midin kli, pashas midin kli. So if a kalev akum is koina, you see l'chayra that they have a musav of kalev being koina. And the shita in Bav Metzia says that the Kinyan of Kli is really mitam chotz. So if you see that the Gemara names on for Pasha, that a goy has a kinyan of Kli, and we know that Kli is mitam chotz, hakoch is a Gemara mufereshes that goyim have a kinyan of chotz. As I fract brings a raya, says in Kivego, really all the achrinim follow suit. They bring a raya, it's a Gemara mufereshes that a goy has a kinyan of kalim and melu who adin will have a kinyan of chotz because Kli is mitam chotz and chotz is mitam shlichus. Nevertheless, the goyim have such a kinyan. So Shaila is what to do with this problem. Okay, ain't shlichus la'akum, and we have a Gemara Mefereshes that a goy has a kinyan of keli or chotzah, even though chotzah is mitam shlichus. So the Kleis says the following via, the following suggestion. He says that the Gemara, which was nismayit, chotzah, should really preface. The Gemara says that a goy is not a shliach mitam, he's not a ben bris. How do you learn pshat in the Gemara? So pshat in the Gemara is that there's a psul, a shliach, a goy who's an enu ben bris. It's a mid in goyim. A goy who's an enu ben bris cannot be batar shlichus. Or faket, in order to have a shliach, you have to be a ben bris. So if you have something which is neutral, not a ben bris, and not an enu ben bris, if it can be mashallah such a tzia, would it be nismayit in this parasha of the Gemara of Gamata? The Ksais names on that yes, that the meat is that you need bedafka or bembris. It's not a psul and an ain of bembris. The vote is that you need dafka or bembris, and if you're not a bembris, you're not going to be in this parsham. Melech zok tzoyis, I still have a kash in the Gemara. How does the Gemara say that you need a shliach to be a bembris? A chotz is not a bembris. Even though chotz is grad and not an ain of bembris either, but a chotz is not a bembris. A chotz is an inanimate object. It's a piece of land. So how can this chotz be koinim in tam shlichus? We have a meat in a drosh in the Gemara that says that in order to have a parsha shlichus, you need dafka of bembris. You see from this Gemara that the parsha of chotz that we know works, even if it's midin shlichus, is not learned out from this drosha. It's only from a different Joshua. We have a Joshua in Bamatziah, Dafyug. We have a different Joshua to be Mar B'chotza. Kumtois, that the dynamics, the miyutim, and the dinim that apply normally to Hilchus Shlichus, which are learned there from Gamatem, that need Bembris, are not applicable to the Joshua of Chotza. Because you see, Chotza is not a Bembris, and nevertheless works. Memele Zaktitzois, that a Goy could also have the drosha, the ribuy of chotza, even though a goy is nismai from the pasha shlikas. A goy is only nismai from the pasha shlikas of atem gam atem. This drosha, this pasha shlikas, a goy is nismai. But a new drosha, a new din of shlikas, a new din, a kinyan called chotza, which is comes out from a different drosha, a goy could have that pasha as well. Mamela is zaktik sois, even though ain't shlikas lahakam, but would be shayak for a goy to have a kinyan chotza. I zaktik sois, lachayro. The meat, the sayan mitzvah is a shliach, sayan mishalech. A goy can't be a mishalech either. So mevela, a goy who's a mishalech, so to speak, he has his chotza as a shliach, being koina, how does it work? So to say it's the same word. The word is that in this gemara you see that you need a mishalech to be a bembris, is the same din that a shliach has to be a bembris. It's in the same drosha, the same hekesh that says, kamatem, that the shliach has to be a bembris, and a mishalech has to be a bembris. The mevela tiktsoi says, since it's all learned out from this drosha, any meat is only applicable to normal shlichas that's learned out from here. But the din shlichas that's learned out from chotza, that won't have any miyutim, saimitari shlichas, saimitari's mishalayat, and avada agoy could have a kinyan chotza. As a zaktik tzayis. A nice eitzel for the Gemara, and memela zaktik tzayis, en achanami ala alocha, agoy will have a kinyan chotza, and that will work for Bukhar, and that will work for chametz. But like I said, sorry?
There's an issue of having the chutz first, you know, that issue simultaneous.
Okay, so they discuss that and they say, I'd rather not get, I was thinking of this guy, but we're short on time.
But the
shak pask, even though there are two problems with that, but you look at the nesivas over there in that shak, he touches up the shak differently and it's not going to be a problem here. Because a lot of gemaras would say lahedya that you could be makna chutz together. Mamela, that will be an eight. And lechayra, I have a riot to the Ksois's word. The Ksois has a word that this meat of Pasha, Bembris, was only on the Gufa Shalakim, on the Goy himself to be Shliach or Meshaleach. But in the Pasha of Chotza, it's not a problem. There's a Chuvis Mabit, a Peladika Chuvah, and it really, obviously Mabit preceded the Ksois, but Mabit takes it even a step further. The Mabit has a case that a Goy has a Kli, and he wants the Goy's Kli to be Koina, an item that falls into the Kli, on behalf of a Yid. Now we're talking about Kalev of a Goy to be Koina, which is again Mitam Chotza, and he wants that to work on behalf of a Yid. And Zakhtim Abit, Mamish the same word, Zakhtim Abit, that which was the Pasha that's Nesmait, Betoy Shlichas, it's Mamait a Goy of Bembris, is only the Goy himself. And this Pasha, the Goy is Nesmait, he's Ain of Bembris, he can't be a Shliach. But Kalev, which are not learned out from here, Zakhtim Abit, is not going to be Nesmait from this Pasha. And Kumt Oy, Zakhtim Abit, Apeldekachit, even Pasek says, that a Goy's Kali could be Koino and be Zoycha, an item for a Yid. Even though Lechairo, at best, the Goy's Kali could be Zoycha for the Goy, and now you need the Goy to act on behalf of the Yitzel Lechaya, Yivaita, you're going to have a din zchir and shlichas of this pasha, I don't know. But the Mabit says, even a step further, that even a Goy Shekelim could work to be koina on behalf of a Yid, because the same word, this mid of Kamat and Bnei Bris is only a mid, ain't shlichas lakam for Gufu Shalakam, the person himself. But his Kelim, and who are in his chotza, Avada could be koina even for a Yid, and Kol Sheken could be koina for himself. There's one more Eitzah, one final Eitzah, and that is a kinin called Odisa. Adisa Gemara says in Baba Basra that he had a problem. His Agira had a problem. How is he going to make his nechasim? He was about to die. He was a ger. What is he going to do? So the Gemara gave him an eitzah, and what we should do is do a kinin Adisa. What's Adisa? Adisa means I'm being moida, that this is really yours. If I'll be moida, this is yours, then it's yours. It's a new kinin that the Gemara's machadish called Adisa. And Melech Zaktik says he thinks that this is the best way for chametz to work. You should do a kinyan adisa, which the Ksei says works even for goyim. And the Melech, that like this, you'll be yotzei mikol sveikis. You'll even be able to do it even if it's not in your chatzah. Let's say the chametz is in someone else. Let's say you have a chametz at work. You have a chametz where you can't use chatzah to be koina. And agav, the Ksei says, unlike. So Melech Zaktik says the best eitzah would be is to do a kinyan adisa. And Kseis brings rayas upon rayas that kinyan odisa works even for isurim. It's a real kinyan midaraisa that's mafki isurim. It works for other isurim, works for ribbis, or work for chametz as well. That what you'll do is you'll be makneh bil odisa, now belongs to the goy. So you write a shtar saying that this chametz, all this chametz, I sold to the goy, and it really belongs to the goy, and that's it. Now I wrote it down, and I said it really belongs to the goy, memele, it belongs to the goy. The Makor Chaim, again, the Nesivis argues with the Kseis and brings from Rishonim. It's really, it's a machlekes rishonim and kseis and nesivis is machlekes. Is that kinyan adisa is not a real kinyan. Kinyan adisa is not more than a regal hados bal din. The way it works, if I'm moed about hados bal din, that this is yours. So even if it's not yours, but hados bal din kamei eden dami. So in halacha, the way we have to fear in bezin, we're going to have to fear that it's yours, because whatever I'll bring a raya, every proof I'll bring a raya that's really not yours, tough luck. But we have hados bal din kamei eden saying it is yours. So memele bezin has to fear and follow his hada. It's like 100 Adam saying that it really belongs to him. It's not going to work to be mafkiya darais, not going to be mafkiya surim. If I say that this bukhar, this mother of the bukhar, belongs to a guy, so if either the guy could take the animal, because I have a hodos baldin kameidim, but it really doesn't belong to him. So mamele, if it's going to have a bukhar, if either it's going to have a kedushas bukhar, and who adin for chametz, if I'm going to say this chametz belongs to a guy, it's not going to belong to a guy. If either the guy might be able to take it in bezdin, because I have a hodos baldin, but in bailis, who really owns the chametz? Kapi shmaya gaya, I really own the chametz. And may it's not going to be mafkiya yisurim. Okay, that's chaticha di yisur, because again, it's out the hub. How could it take away again? You're going to say it really doesn't belong to you, but we know that it really belongs to you. The Rebbein Shalom knows it really does belong to you.
The reason why we ask the Ksubas is because the Etzim, we don't have Eidim, there's no Kimmel, so we say, it's not us, and he's putting on himself up. If that's what we believe it's like those about the Kimmel. If that's what Shavin and Shay works.
So. Correct, we believe him. So we believe him that he's awesome, we believe him it belongs to a guy. And Nechami, we believe him it belongs to the guy. I have no problem. I mean, Bezin, the guy will be able to be Maitzi the Chametz. He'll say, I have a Odah that says that it's mine. I've had her win in court. But the Rebbein Hashem knows that it's really the Yids. And at the time Pesach came around, he has Chametz Beshusa. He was like, it's a Bayerah. And economically, the guy might be able to win in Bezin also a Odah, but the Maitzi, Klapish my guy, who really owns the Chametz? It really still owns, it's owned by a Yid. So Lechaya, again, you're going to come in, and really, that's really a Machlek, as Yishan, Ritva, Rajbo, how Odisa works. Taisis. But not to be moisif, that even the Ksaisa's Eitz of Adisa and L'chayra, contrary to popular belief, is not going to really work for Mechiris Chometz. And I'll tell you why. The Lomdus of Adisa is all Gebaitz, like the Ksais, on the Tayyus Hadas Baldin, a Moshe. Ksais says that if a Hadar, regular Din Hadas Baldin, needs to say Atem Eda, you have to be moid in front of Edom to have a Tayyus Hadar. So the Ksais, the Kinin Adisa, is only going to work in front of two Edom and you say Atem Eda. Because kinyan adisa is nishma than a regular hados baldin, but when you have hados baldin saying something is yena, then automatically is a gemir's das and automatically belongs to yena. But if it felt in the hadah, if your hadah wasn't a proper hadah, then memelo, the kinyan adisa that comes from the hadah is not going to work. Because bata you say bata bin, if the hadah wasn't hados baldin, then the kinyan adisa memelo is not going to follow. Memelo, Bishlaim, if I sell my chametz, or the Rav sells his own chametz to a guy, and he says, it does a kinyan adisa, and he says, my chametz belongs to you, no problem, you have a kinyan adisa leitik tzais. But the Rav's trying to say that someone else's chametz belongs to the guy. Now we know that if I'll send the shliach, I have a shliach, and the shliach wants to be moida that my mishalech's items don't belong to him. It's very nice, but it's not ador's baldin, it's ador's shliach. But his ador is not going to work for anybody else. So memeilo, even if you're going to tell me that kinyan adisa would work, but the rav's hayda cannot work for his mishalchem, the whole community, the kahal, who sent the rav as a shliach can't make a hayda on behalf of somebody else. I found that Meshulam Igra says a similar problem by chametz, but doesn't say it exactly like that. He says it's not going to work by chametz adisa, when you have a shliach and vow, but he says a different vow because we know a klal that haidah cannot work when it's chav la'cherim. If a loiva, for example, is going to want to say that all my assets belong to somebody else, since haidah is baldin, and like this will be mafkiyah the shibud from his malva, it's not going to work. You can't have haidah when it's chav la'cherim. And Meili says that when the shliach is trying, the rav who's trying to say that all the chametz of the whole kehillah belongs to the guy and doesn't belong to the kehillah, it's chav la'cherim, it's chav to the whole kehillah. The Kehillah owns the Chametz, and by the Rav's Haidah, he's trying to say that it doesn't belong to the Kehillah. Memeil is up there that the Haidah of a Rav, of a Shliach, of an Isha, of his, he had a case of even a person's wife, he says, will not work if it all works with the Shlichas, because Haidah of a Shliach cannot work. Memeil, if the Haidah doesn't work, if it's no Haidah's Baldin, Memeil felt in the Gansa Haidah, Memeil Haidis is not going to work. The only aid to add of this problem would be is that when you appoint the Rav as a Shliach, you do more than just a regular shliach, because you'll have to make him a koich v'hashah. Like Gemara Baba Kama says, what you can do is you can be makne yeschusim. Be makne the schus that everyone owns in his chametz to the Rav, and it'll be a mursha, and it's kilu, he's the baldin, the mursha. If I have a din tay with somebody, and I send somebody else to a shliach to go to his bezdin, the nitva says, I'm not coming. La bal devarom didiyat, I don't know who you are. I don't have to come to you, as din tay, I only have to come with the baldava. But if the Baldov is makne his chus b'teris hashah to a shliach, and he gives him a koich hashah, then in the chanami, this shliach who's bar b'hashah has a koich, he's like the Baldin himself, and then he has to appear in it's ma'atzim b'chayim, he has to come to a din Torah. So to here, the only way out would be is if you make the shliach a bar b'hashah, and then and rather the loshon hashah that the bati din we use, is that says, Piv, Kepi, Yodav, Kiyodi, Hadaasai, Kahadasi. We give him the full koyach that he could be made on my behalf. He has a trace of Hadas Baldin as if I'm being made the Baldin because he is the Baldin. I give him a schus in my chametz, the mailer, then it will work. It won't be a problem, Chav Lachem, because he has a schus in the chametz. And it won't be a problem, Stamazai, that he's a shliach, because not the Baldin alayn. If I can, Behashah, he will be the Baldin alayn. However, I don't know if the Rabbanim are going to go for this Eitzah, because the Metzias, I don't know if they want to, you know, that they have their own Chometz, I don't think that they want to all of a sudden be Koina Eschus and the Gansa Kilis Chometz in order to sell it. Even though the Lashon that they use is Hashah, you have to know, do they really mean a full Koyach Hashah, because otherwise it'll end up that they really have a Eschus in everyone's Chometz, and they'll be over by Yerov if the Mechir doesn't go through. Sefer Shodava, what you see is that amongst all the Kinyanim Mavav, is that on every single kinyan is a machlek is either Rishonim or Gedele HaPaiskim. And Kumtais, when we do sell Mechiras Chametz in different Rabbanim, the Rav gave me his copy of Mechiras Chametz, you see that each star tries to use as many kinyanim as they can. Some use 4 kinyanim, 5 kinyanim, 6 kinyanim. But the bottom line is on every single kinyan you're going to have a suffix. And Mimele, Meshuma Iger suggests that maybe it works with Tayyus Fek Sveki. You have a suffix here, suffix, and as many kinyanim as you pile on, the better off you are, but it's not a partial thing at all that any one kinyan works. And even if you do the mechir with all the kinyanim, at the end of the day, you're still not certain that your mechir worked.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Bezdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.